Formed following the conquest, when the Norman market was laid out, the walk was known as Le Nether Row from the early medieval period, and sometimes Souter Row, Shoemaker's Row. The present name originates from the 17th century, when the gentry flocked to the city to shop, be entertained, and to display themselves. Thomas Baskerville, in 1681, talks about a fair walk before the prime inns and houses of the marketplace, called Gentleman's Walk or Walking Place, kept clear for the purposes from the encumbrances of stalls, tradesmen, and their goods. Strolling was brought to an abrupt halt with the arrival of motorised traffic at the turn of the 20th century. By the 1980s, the street had become unpleasant and dangerous for pedestrians. The councils showed imagination and courage in closing it to traffic. As well as making it more attractive, the closure resulted in a 300% increase in pedestrian flows at peaks, a reduction in accidents, an increase in property values, and an improvement in air quality. Architecturally, the walk and its extension into the Haymarket is a picture of the city's styles and periods in microcosm. Key examples include a Venetian Revival-style building, formerly Burton's, by Boardman from 1876, the exuberant stone-faced Lloyd's Bank, designed by H. Muntrow Courtly in 1928, and Edward Skipper's spectacular Art Nouveau Royal Arcade.